Ionic.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, we are back. We are live Monday. Well, we were back on Saturday as well. So what are you talking about, Bradley Dean? Keep it going there, fellas. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Folks, welcome to the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to my personal websites. Well, my page is on Facebook. One is Bradley Dean. That's my personal, and Bradley Dean, my fan page, is double E. Go ahead and check them out. Like them both if you would, please. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Friends, phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And to say all that, to say this, friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, daughter of liberty?
Well, the reason why that is because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And before we get the show going, I want to highlight, of course, our product of the week, which monthly sponsors get 25% of the product of the week every week. And this week we are highlighting our Price t-shirt. Now, out of all of our t-shirts I think that we have, except for one of our other ones that we had in the past, I think this is the most outstanding t-shirt that we have. Basically, on the front of it, this Thanksgiving, preach to your family and friends without saying a word. What's nice about t-shirts is you can wear them anywhere. You can wear them when you're going to the mall, the gas station, the grocery store, and everyone gets to see them. You know, when you're walking down the road or, you know, going through the store and you see someone's got kind of a weird t-shirt on, it's kind of like, what does that say? Well, this is a good one because what it has our veterans pushing up the flag on the front, and it says this: what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran. And then on the very back, it has Christ crucified on the cross, the most stunning picture I've ever seen of Christ being crucified on the cross. And then it says, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. So it parallels the price that was paid for our freedoms in the natural and also in the spiritual with Christ on the back. So it's an outstanding t-shirt. You'll love it. You can preach without saying a word. Go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Getting a little cheesy there, sister.
Or if you would prefer to hear our pretty little voices or our manly voices, depending on who's answering the phone, you can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. I also want to bring to our attention now, we had brought about, you know, Bradley being the number one top hipster with Tim Tebow, so on and so forth. We actually received some nice responses from that article that was posted on Freedom Outpost. One person said, we just want to obey God and give him honor and glory. If that is trouble for some, so be it. Another one said, Bradley, keep up the good fight. Christ needs more of you, and we do too. And I like this one. It was my favorite at the end.
This is what happens, by the way, when you become more than a paper tiger.
Exactly.
You come under attack by these blocksters, these little commies, these useful idiots, as Vladimir rightly said.
Exactly. And this one was nice. It said, if Salon Magazine has a problem with what he says and does, then he is almost assuredly on the right path. That's a person who understands spiritually speaking. Bible says, woe unto you, and all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers, the false prophets.
The false prophets.
That's right.
False prophets. See, now everybody thinks say in America that if someone speaks ill of you, there's something wrong, when in fact it should be the first sign that something's right.
Exactly. In fact, when I go online and I know there's a preacher out there really doing the stuff and ministering and taking a stand, and I look and see all the bad writings on his name, I think, oh, good, we got a good one. Because I know that when all men speak well of you, there's a problem.
Yes.
But you were on Dove TV explaining that. How did that interview go? I want to just bring attention to our listeners that if you go on Sons of Liberty Radio, you can go to thedove.us today. We've got a link right there. You can watch Bradley on Dove TV, which is actually an outsource of, is it James Dobson?
It's a branch of the ministry of James Dobson.
That's right.
Yes.
So how did that interview go?
It was cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think it was.
I did one this morning, too, with a guy named Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was out of D.C. Am I right in saying that, Chase? Was he out of D.C., the interview that I did this morning? Matter of fact, all the questions that he was going to ask me, I don't think he asked me one. But it was still a good interview. I really did like him.
Sometimes
yes.
When you plan on saying something and it goes somewhere else, it's completely fun. So
yes,
I
the
think
Holy Ghost.
Good. So if you guys want to check out that interview that Bradley did on the Dove TV, go ahead and go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And then, of course, to end it on a wonderful note, we had this great response from Karen who said, Bradley, the work you are doing is amazing, and we as a nation need more like you. You are a true patriot. Thank you for your service. Let's get this country back to greatness while we can do this thing together. So thank you, Karen. Sons of Liberty is fighting every day to do just that.
We literally are.
We're
not over-exaggerating. We're not hyping something up that's not exactly happening. Folks, everywhere we go, we hand out a tract for the most part. We're thanking veterans, and we're fighting for the liberties in which we all have. We know what the price of liberty is. It's the eternal vigilance. That's what's required to maintain the freedoms that we have. Not a part-time job. It's all of the time.
I was just going to say, and from morning till night, we are busy, busy, busy doing all these things. So thank you for your support, Karen. We appreciate it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Yes?
You're kidding me.
No. That's it. Well, I can
okay,
go
now
and
I
say
just,
some
I just
things.
Kind of rushed through that whole thing just to give you a little extra time because I was, well, I was feeling considerate today.
Oh, that is so nice of you to feel considerate. I really do appreciate that.
Are you having a good day today?
I'm having a pleasant day. It's been okay. There's lots more stuff still to do today.
I know that you tested the boys today.
Yes, I did.
Can we kind of go over some of that stuff? Because I think it's really cool. What's going to happen after the break, friends? We're going to hit on the topic of the elitist Michael Bloomberg and Ray Kelly, who they want your guns. But what's interesting about that, after leaving their jobs, did you know that they had at least 23 armed bodyguards between the two of them? See, do as I say, but don't do as I do. Folks, they have it backwards. What, those peasants can't have guns, but we can because we're demigods? Hey. But anyways, let's get back to this really quick. That's what we're going to talk about after the first break.
Sounds good.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you brought the boys through? Contractions, synonyms, homonyms.
We're learning lots of different things when we homeschool. So we learn synonyms mean the same, homonyms mean different spellings, like I ate my food or so-and-so's 8 years old.
Yep.
And then antonyms mean opposite.
So now, can I brag on my 9-year-old that actually helps produce this radio show every
go
once
ahead.
In a while? Can you kind of brag on him a little bit? He's got a 10th grade.
So we've got a 9-year-old son here who helps produce the radio show, like Bradley said. He is at the top of his charts possible on spelling, which means that he's in 12th grade on his spelling. So he's 9 years old. Technically, he should be in 3rd grade, and he's actually on 12th grade, which is outstanding. So we do a lot of that different stuff with their different spellings and so on and so forth. We've got also his reading is at a 10th grade level, and he should be typically only in 4th grade.
See, now, so there's the difference between a homeschooler and a public indoctrinated child.
Exactly.
You get smart kids coming out of your home, but if they're in public schools, well, 700,000 of them a year can't even read their own graduation diplomas as a senior. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Going to take a quick break. We also got the daughter of Liberty. That would be Stephanie Joy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll see you in just a minute. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, friends, listen carefully. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. Give me a pulse, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Elitists Michael Bloomberg and Ray Kelly, well, they went after some guns here, and after leaving their job, friends, you're going to find that they have at least together combined 23 armed bodyguards. I want you to think about that. Those that are trying to steal away your rights to bear arms, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, they themselves are armed. It seems that those that don't want others to have firearms have an uncontrollable desire to be surrounded by firearms. Absolutely, that's how it works. That should be the first sign, friends, that you have a dictatorship in the works. For example, take New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and outgoing New York Police Department Commissioner Ray Kelly, for example. Both men are hardy gun prohibitionists and have evidenced it has such in their politics and their practice against citizens, but not, of course, against themselves. We already know that Mayor Bloomberg has plenty of guns that are used by bodyguards to protect him and his little fancy, yeah? We also know that Mr. Kelly has surrounded by men and surrounded himself by men with guns in his line of work. And what's interesting, friends, again, if they were working for the American people, then why is it that they need to arm themselves against you? And friends, keep in mind, they are arming themselves against you, the citizens, when in fact they work for you, the citizens of the United States of America. Going back to Mr. Kelly, he's leaving the police department and he's requesting six New York Police Department detectives to keep him and his family safe. Why? Friends, I've shared this in the past with you. Folks, all the way up to Harry Truman. The President of the United States could be met on the streets, walking up and down, to and fro, from point A to point B. You can talk to your president face to face as you're shaking his hand. Why is that not permissible anymore? Because they no longer work for you. That's why. Now they're treated like kings and monarchs, when in fact, none of the above is true. But here we have the New York Department, Police Department detectives. This demigod, Mr. Kelly, wants his family to be surrounded by armed guards to protect him and his family. Now, friends, if that wasn't enough, he'll hit the taxpayers up. That would be you and me for approximately $120,000 per year for each one of those detectives that protect him and his little bald head. Kelly cited the fact that he will remain a high-profile target. Well, so am I. Matter of fact, I'm a high-profile target because I stand up against tyrants such as yourself and demigods such as yourself and those that serve we the people, that represent we the people in some sort of civil position, and the crimes that you commit against we the people on a daily basis. That's what makes me a high-profile target. I'm not attacking the Constitution or the foundations of our country like these two are. What makes them a high-profile target, friends, is the fact that they are violating the laws of the Constitution, while I myself am a high-profile target for actually fulfilling what's inside the pith and the marrow of the laws of our constitutional republic. So only one other police commissioner has ever accepted taxpayer-funded police protection once they left office. But Mr. Kelly wants it, friends, just like Bloomberg. Matter of fact, this will be the second time Kelly has asked for police protection at taxpayer expense. Following the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, he kept one detective to chauffeur him around town for 4 months. This is the chief of police, the commissioner, friends, I'm sorry. Any ex-commissioner who can afford his own security or can have someone else pay for it should not foster the cost on the public, one former commissioner said. Of course not. Defend yourself. Protect yourself. Kelly probably needs security considering possible threats, a top police officer said. But this seems like a lot. Not to be outdone, Mayor Bloomberg, this little criminal in New York, the mayor, will be having an even larger security team. He will be taking about 17 of his bodyguard teams, though he will pay them from his own pocket of $150,000 per year. You might want to ask him where he got that money, friends. These men that actually protect Mayor Bloomberg will be allowed to retire immediately and still collect their city pensions from taxpayers. Friends, you need to listen to what I'm telling you. He is taking your money. He is reallocating that money to protect himself from you that are paying the bill. Why would he have to do that? He wants them to go with him because they've been with him so long and he knows them personally, said Mr. Bloomberg. Some unnamed whisper told the New York Post, so he gives them plum jobs to keep their mouths shut. Listen to what I'm telling you, friends. They know too much. And for those that didn't know, back in the 90s, there was something that was taking place in Texas, namely Waco, Texas. Does anybody know about those? Well, I believe there was three guys that were up on top of the building of David Koresh's little hangout. And what's interesting about that is the three that were actually going in to supposedly capture and assault that little hangout that David Koresh had back in Waco, Texas. Did you know that there was a couple of these guys that broke in that were killed? They were shot by one of their own guys. Did you know who these guys were? They were actually the former bodyguards to Mr. Bill Clinton, but I better not say anything about that. That might be some sort of a conspiracy theory. No, that's what you would call extinguishing those that knew too much in the line of duty. That's a convenient death. You need to watch the film, friends. Pretty telling, especially when one of their own turns on them and shoots them both dead. Or there could have been three, as a matter of fact. Chase, will you double check that for me right now? I believe there was two or three that were killed. You can even give me the names if you would like. So when I'm called a conspiracy theorist, I can actually give them facts. We'll shut down their stupidity once again. So when you're talking about Mayor Bloomberg here, knowing his security guards personally, is he paying them off to protect him against the citizens? I'm sure that's in part. But is he also paying them off because they know him too well and he doesn't want them to go out and shoot out all the information that they may have on Mayor Bloomberg? I bet it's probably both in part. Friends, it must be good to be an elitist. I wish they would just stay out of everyone else's desire to merely defend themselves with the firearm. Of course, that's why, America, you do not disarm. You do not disarm. Isn't it interesting that we have an anti-gunner in New York City? Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but it's been right in front of our faces for the last how many years? Since September 11th? Folks, the reason that we have not been assailed or assaulted by foreign countries for the most part is because there is, as one of our forefathers rightly stated, there is a gun behind every blade of grass in America. That's right. Why would, especially a mayor in New York City, where two towers were dropped by the alleged terrorists, why would he want to disarm people in his own city? Does he know something that we don't know? Of course he does. But again, friends, I think it's very telling. Just like I say on a national level, why would you have a president that entertains your sworn enemies in the White House? Why would he try to disarm the American people? Well, let's stop and think about that for a moment, shall we? The question is, who does he work for? Again, keep in mind, this is Barack Hussein Obama that was in Europe while he was the senator in Illinois, where he was over in Europe running for the presidency of the United States. He was over in Europe telling everybody that there is no other way outside of a new world order, just like George Bush preached from the pulpit over 212 times. Come on, friends, let's do the math. Friends, again, it's not about gun control, it's about control. But here you have these two elitists, Michael Bloomberg and Ray Kelly, who want you disarmed, but they themselves, again, are leaving their jobs with at least 23 armed bodyguards between the both of them. Friends, don't play the stooge here. All right? Remain armed. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a privacy case.
through December 31st, get 15% off on the American Made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to privacycase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oh, this is, I hate it when I'm right. Oh, I can feel it. It's like pouring salt into the womb of these useful idiots. Chase, you want to get on live radio with me really quick here, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Now, just talking about Waco, Texas, tell me I was right.
You're right.
Thank you. Okay, how many exactly were there? Can you name names for me, please?
I can name some names for you. There were four ATF agents that were slain during the Waco siege.
Yes.
Steve Willis, Robert Williams, Todd McKeon, and Conway LeBlue.
And who were they exactly, Chase?
Four of four of them were bodyguards for Mr. Clinton. Three during his presidency, one during his governorship in Arkansas. He said so himself.
And how were they killed exactly? Was this just like by chance? Or?
Well, let's see here. All four were examined by a private doctor and died from nearly identical wounds to the left temple.
Wow.
So-called execution style, quote-unquote. In his address to employees of the Treasury Department in the cash room on March 18th, 1993, Clinton said, "My prayers, and I'm sure yours, are still with the families of all four of the ATF agents who were killed in Waco, Todd McKeon, Conway LeBlue, Steve Willis, Robert Williams. Three of those four were assigned to my security." This is Clinton speaking.
Yes.
"Assigned to my security during the course of the primary or general election."
You know, it's interesting because I actually have, speaking of the Waco and the Clinton ties, and just going back to the Clinton administration, for those that didn't know, if you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, friends, it's very frightening. Over 147 people died around that man's administration. And it was interesting. I actually got a documentary. I love documentaries. And you get them to this from the source where you know these people are going to tell the truth, and they step out, and you know they put their necks on the line. Those are the ones that are real. It's real information. And I actually got one of those, and it was an interview of one of those that used to bodyguard for Bill Clinton. And he said he was himself not afraid of Bill Clinton, but he was afraid of the affiliates and the friends that Bill Clinton had around him. And again, when you look at the people that have died around that administration, friends, you're looking at that administration tried and true now around Barack Hussein Obama. Just saying. And for the sake of time, that's all I'm going to say. I was right, and I knew I was right, and I watched the video, and the video was frightening, but it was very telling. Friends, it's online. If you have not seen the video where these guys were shot and killed, you might want to go ahead and take a look at it, because it was supposed to be a siege on David Koresh, when in fact you can see that these three were turned on by one of their own ATF side guards, sidekicks, whatever you want to call them. So anyways, let's get back to this, friends. We were just talking about how elitists, I don't even like calling them that, but Michael Bloomberg and Ray Kelly went after guns. They want your guns, but they themselves, after leaving their jobs, and when leaving their jobs, they will take with them combined 23, a number of 23 bodyguards with them on your dime. Are you going to let that fly? Interestingly enough, when I go to Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia, I know that you've been, you know, friends, you've been taught and the state-run media for some reason continuously tries to put the word militia in front of you as if that word is, well, it's to be dreaded, when in fact it's a righteous word that was established, and it's a righteous people. Now listen, I'm going to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. This is what it says in the Constitution, okay? It says, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union. So militia are there in cooperation with government if need be. You now know them as National Guard. But friends, also those, the militia that the Article 2, an amendment to of the Bill of Rights talks about, is every male between the age of 17 to 44 years old. So why is the state-run media trying to basically put a bad taste in everybody's mouth when you hear the word militia? Again, in the Constitution it says, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws, of course, of the Constitutional Republic of this Union, our Union, friends, to suppress insurrections and repeal invasions. Now you have it completely the other way around. Article 2 says, a well-regulated militia, again, all males between 17 to 44, or, by the way, I have a different stat, which is 17 to 45, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Infringe, of my friends, means to be violated. But yet you have these supposed elitists through this administration and his cohorts and his little minions that are trying to disarm you. Let me go back to our founding forefathers and their quotes on the Second Amendment. And by the way, you can find this on the public domain. It's right in front of your face. This is George Mason. He's the co-author of the Second Amendment. During the Virginia's convention to ratify the Constitution, make it valid, in 1788. This is what he said. I ask, sir, what is the militia? It is the whole people. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Why are those that are serving you in America, your representatives, why are they trying to disarm you, friends? Richard Henry Lee, writing a letter from the Federal Farmer to the Republic, May 1788, said, a militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. See, this is the word that they're attempting to polarize groups of people with. If you don't agree with them, then they want to call you the militia, and then they want to polarize you. They want to attack you. They want to demonize you. Let me go on. The people are not to be disarmed of their weapons. They are left in full possession of them. Zachariah Johnson, the Federalist Constitution during the several state conventions. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Friends, there's no interpretation of this. The interpretation is common sense. The Bill of Rights are thou shalt not to governments. Samuel Adams, the son of liberty, said this, and that the said Constitution be never construed to authorize Congress to infringe the just liberty of the press or the rights of conscience, which means with knowledge, or to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Friends, do you want peace? Then prepare for war. And how do you prepare for war? Bear arms. The founding father on arms, here's Mr. George Washington. He would be the first president of the United States, for them that did not know, and I'm not being facetious. Firearms stand next in importance to the Constitution itself. They are the American people's liberty teeth and keystone under independence. From the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms anywhere restrains evil interference. Of course! Of course! You see these goofballs in America today that say no arms welcome in within their businesses, within their buildings. You know what they are doing, friends? Of course, my listeners know. They are simply putting up a sign stating, come rob me, we are disarmed. See, but cops aren't stupid. Hey, by the way, tyrants aren't that stupid. They just want you to be that stupid. Thomas Paine said, the supposed quietude of a good man allures the ruffian. While on the other hand, arms, like laws, discourage and keep the invader and plunder in awe and preserve order in the world as property. The same balance would be preserved were all the world destitute of arms, for all would be alike. But since some will not, others dare not lay them aside. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law abiding deprived of the use of them. We know that back in Genesaw, Georgia, back in the 80s, criminals were asked in a local prison not too far from Genesaw. Kennesaw, Georgia, my friends, actually required their citizens to arm themselves. And criminals knew it. So they went to the prison that was closest to them, and they asked the criminals what they thought of Kennesaw, Georgia. They said that Kennesaw, Georgia is an armed people. They avoided that township. Of course. Richard Henry Lee, American statesman, 1788, said, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Now, it's interesting. You have an attorney general, a criminal named Eric Holder, who wants to demonize guns. Matter of fact, he himself said he wanted people to think differently of guns. Like they're the enemy of the people, instead of actually the defender of the people. Because that's what we are an armed people for. Patrick Henry, Sons of Liberty, said, are we at last brought to such humiliating and debasing degradation that we cannot be trusted with arms for our defense? Where's the difference between having our arms in possession and under our direction and having them under the management of Congress, our representatives? If for our defense be the real object of having those arms, in whose hands can they be trusted with more propriety or equal safety to us as in our own hands? Of course. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. By the way, Thomas Jefferson said of his slaves, he had 117 souls. He armed his slaves, which is by no means a justification of slavery whatsoever. But my point being is, what were those slaves treated, you know, as? He said 117 souls that were in his family. Thomas Jefferson said this. He said, letter to Justice John Cartwright, June 5th, 1824. He said, the constitutions of most of our states assert that all power is inherent in the people. That's you and me, friends. That it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. There's no interpretation. Hey, folks, criminals in the Supreme Court, they don't have some special interpretation where they can extract who we are. They don't have some insight, friends, that, you know, they themselves can handle it, but you can't. And they don't have some vernacular or special definition, friends, to who's to have arms and to who's not to have or to bear arms, friends. The rights of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. That's you and me. And by the way, militia is a good thing. It's found in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States. And militia and the government go hand in hand. Hand in glove. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ. But Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of religious freedom ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and the truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about some elitists in New York City, the commissioner of the police and Mayor Bloomberg. They're going to be giving it up pretty soon, friends. And they want 23 bodyguards to protect their lives from you thugs out there that are listening to me right now. Friends, the Founding Fathers, speaking of the Second Amendment, speak much of maintaining freedoms. After all, these are the guys that actually fought, bled, and died and sacrificed to give us the freedoms in which we have today. Praise God. And when we go to Thomas Jefferson, we can see that he said the greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution. What about one that attacks the Constitution? Oh, hang on a second. What do I have in front of me right here? He said it. Here is Eric Holder, the Attorney General, speaking of Article 2. Of the Bill of Rights, your right to bear arms.
As part of the Gun Initiative Bill, an informational campaign to really change the hearts and minds of people in Washington, D.C., and in particular our young people. They are saturated in the media and in entertainment, or by the entertainment industry, with violence. And I think too many of our young people, in particular our young men, are fascinated with violence and in particular fascinated with guns. I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message. Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. This really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Isn't that interesting? I didn't say it.
Wow.
He said it. Hey, friends, the greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution, the third president of the United States. Noah Webster said this, there are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters. Exactly right. Edmund Burke, British statesman, 1784, said the people never give up their liberties, but under some delusion. What is he wanting to do? He's wanting to brainwash the next generation, put them under some sort of delusion that guns are bad, when in fact we educate through knowledge, friends, as to how to use them guns to defend our families, ourselves, our families, our communities, and at length our nation. Folks, I can go on and on and on and on. And I end with this. Thomas Jefferson said to James Madison, James Madison was the fourth president of the United States, known as the father of our Constitution. Listen to what Thomas said to James. What country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? He said, let them take arms. That's what Thomas Jefferson said to James Madison. Of course, how did they throw off a tyrant? Well, they bore arms to resist a tyrant. That's why we have liberty today. But what happens when they're so emboldened to actually go on C-SPAN and say, we need to brainwash the next generation. We need to attack the Constitution through miseducation, but it's our re-education camps, and we'll use the state-run media to do so. We throw them off. Those that mean to overthrow the Constitution, not only do we hold them down with the change of the Constitution, but if they mean to overthrow the Constitution, then guess what? We overthrow them that mean to overthrow our Constitution. For therein lies the documents in which they themselves are to be governed. And if they don't want to be governed, then guess what? See ya! Wouldn't want to be ya.
It's unbelievable, and he's not being shy about that neither. He used the word brainwashing.
He said
we need
it.
To be brainwashing
oh,
them.
He said it.
Not just one day, not just a catchy ad on Monday.
Yes, he did. He said it. I heard him say it.
I can't believe
it. I heard
that.
Him say it, pretty princess.
That's what he said. Not just...
He wasn't shy.
No. He was not.
He was also acting like it was his birthday or something.
Well, listen to what he's going to. He's going to the young. We need to instill this in the young so we can brainwash our young, not just on Monday, but at every level,
right.
Every day of the week. Listen carefully to how he worded that. I almost can't even believe that he was so... Usually their lies have to be, you know, in diplomacy and just...
Diplomatic.
Yeah, you gotta kind of cover up those lies. You don't really want to, like...
No.
If I want to slice your throat, I don't say, hey, I want to slice your throat.
I don't know what else this administration needs to do before the American people finally say enough.
You know, you're exactly
you're,
right.
You're going to be criminally held for your violations of our Constitution.
It seems like every day there's something new.
Oh, it is. Of course.
You say,
they're encouraged because the American people are allowing them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it comes down to.
And every day you think, okay, the American people will rise up on account of this. Or this has gone too far. But every day there's something new and the rising up just never happens.
Let me bring about a point, a case in point right here. We were talking about elitist Michael Bloomberg, the mayor there, who wants to, you know, he's got himself armed and he wants to leave with his detectives around him. And they want, you know, he wants to be, him and his family to be guarded with armed guards, right?
But not the people.
No, that's right. But talking about how far and how emboldened they have become, this is the guy that also went after soda pop.
Yep.
And how much you could drink in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was his position. Yeah. I didn't know that he's my daddy. He ain't Mayor Bloomberg. You ain't my daddy.
Yeah,
I know who my daddy is, and it ain't you. You ugly. Man, I bet your mama, she would slap your face. You so ugly.
Woo.
Yeah, he ugly. He ain't my daddy.
No,
my daddy looked like Elvis.
I thought he was supposed to, like, swear to uphold the Constitution.
He is.
I don't know if that's really in his job description about how much pop someone shoots.
Stephanie, on a serious note, that's why I continuously lay the foundations. I show you the violations of those that are violating their positions. You're right. They have swore to uphold the Constitution. They swear upholding their right hand with their other hand on the Bible. Is it the other way around? Whatever the case is. They have one hand in the Bible, one hand up. Right? I got to get a visual here. Hang on a second. Getting visual, sworn in visual, going to a visual, Just hang on.
I think they place their, I'm guessing here, their left hand's on the Bible, their right hand is up in the air.
I probably better put another letter in there. I had swam in. Sorry about
swam.
That. Yeah, that's
that
not
good.
That
would be wrong.
Okay, it's actually their right hand up in the air and their left hand on the Bible.
That's what I thought.
Did I say that right or did I say that wrong?
I think you originally said it right. No, you said it right and then you second-guessed yourself, but you know what? You're
well,
right
the first
time.
Well, because there's a stage right and a stage left, and when you're on the stage, it's different, and it comes off different as to those that are sitting down towards the stage.
So, needless to say, their left hand is on that Bible,
yes,
and their
is.
Right hand is making an oath before the people and before God.
That's right. So that's why their left hand is on the Bible, because that's the daddy.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my daddy, too, and that's my big brother.
Ooh, I can't even imagine how much sowing and reaping is going to be going on here on earth and beyond in Judgment Day, but I just, that was just amazing to me, the fact that he literally is not being shy about the fact that he wants to tear down your Second Amendment right blatantly.
You know what I have to say about that? Shy. I'm so shy, so dreadfully shy. And he is not that. That's, by the way, from Christmas Carol.
Very blatant. Which
did you like that?
I like that.
Thank
I think you should sing more on the radio.
I'm just kind of in that mood right now, little sissy.
It would probably up our listenership the more you would sing.
Honey, how many more do we need?
That's true.
But I guess we have room.
That's true. But I want to go over this before we hit the end of the show. The Sons of Liberty, as we mentioned on Saturday, is joining with Longevity Be the Change Foundation in partnering with them to basically feed those who are in need in the Philippines. Please join us by giving what food that you can that's so desperately needed. Ted Anderson brought up the point that, listen, on Thanksgiving coming up here, we're all going to be filling our fat faces. We're going to be having turkey and probably leftovers galore for weeks and weeks. We need not forget about those in other countries. Who can't even eat.
No, you said fat face.
Filling our fat faces.
Okay, I don't have a fat face.
Your skinny face.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
My
yes.
carved jawline.
Your carved jawline.
Yes.
You're going to be feeding your skinny body for health.
By the way, your new face, your new picture is going to be going up on the website as well, sonsoflibertyradio.com, within, I think, 2 weeks or so.
Sounds good.
So everybody can see the pretty little princess.
That sounds
yes.
good.
Yes, okay.
So we're joined together with them.
I guess what I'm trying to say, honey, is you don't exactly have a carved jawline.
Well, see, the Lord made me with a little bit of cheek.
Girth.
And he does not
girth
make
is the word.
Any mistakes.
Yes.
Of course, you can add to what the Lord made.
But they are pretty little cheeks.
Thank you, I appreciate
that. But you do
that.
Have cheeks.
Notice he used
just
the
like
word
Sam.
Like little.
Cheeky fellow he
cheeky.
Is indeed.
That's right. But we're
yes.
joined together with Longevity to Be the Change Foundation to do what we do and to help those who are in need in the Philippines. So they're planning on shipping this up out on November 30th. Tomorrow is the last day, so we encourage you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's right there on the scroll. Click on Longevity, Help Feed the Philippines, and then you can click on the link, which sends you to what you can choose to buy. You can feed a family of four, which is level one. You could feed a family of four for a week. You could feed a family of four for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. Do we have that commercial up, I'm wondering? If we do, let's go ahead and play that real quick.
I do not. I was just looking for it, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, I'll just continue on this then while you're looking for
okay,
it.
Okay.
But level three feeds a family of four for approximately 2 to 3 weeks. So as you go on, you can pick and choose what you would like to do. We have done this ourselves. We have gone online to Longevity, and we have clicked on there to feed a family of four.
Yes.
I'm sure there's lots of families of four out there that are going to be feasting on Thanksgiving.
Well,
let's
we,
remember those who are in need.
Well, we can't exactly ask other people to do what we ourselves should lead the way to do, correct?
That's exactly right.
That would
right.
be like saying, do as I say, but don't do as I do. I can't stand that.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, cool. Thank
right,
you.
So freely as you
do consider
receive,
friends.
Freely give. And also at the Sons of Liberty, for those of you who appreciate the fact that we are on a day-in and day-out basis, boots on the ground giving truth across this nation uncompromisingly, please do consider supporting us as well. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Join together with Helping the Philippines and the Sons of Liberty.
Amen. You got Bradley and Stephanie, our pretty little princess. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.